What's really interesting, guys, is during the scientific revolution and the period of enlightenment, whenever you think about these periods, you think, oh, progress in material sciences, turning away from myths and fairy tales of old, from turning away from religion, all of this type of stuff. But a lot of the enlightenment philosophers, even the scientists of the scientific revolution, they actually dabbled in ancient magic. They actually really studied ancient texts from the ancients, the Egyptians and the Greeks, on magic that came from obviously from earlier from the Babylonians, and they were really fascinated by this subject. And they actually continued to do a lot of research in this as well. Alchemists at the time were doing a lot of stuff at that time as well. And even today, if you look at these new age spiritual groups or religions, or certain books that are written, that talk about, the law of attraction and all of this stuff. This is magic, just repackaged. Literally magic. Alice, I think his name was Aleister Crowley, one of the big shaitans of the past, century. He wrote, apparently he was inspired by some sort of shaitan or jinn to write his book. If you don't read his book, but one thing you realize is that he talks about a lot of this stuff, the law of attraction, and there's this idea within these books of glorifying the self, elevating oneself spiritually to the point where they become like a god, right? And the whole law of attraction thing is, oh, you are in control. You can send out vibrations into the world around you through the power of the mind, and make things. These ideas come from ancient magic. It's just ancient magic repackaged. That's what people are turning to these days. So it's, I mean, it that tradition never died. So they carried it through and now just repackaged it in a different way. And that's why Muslims especially need to be very careful when you read this stuff. A lot of this new age stuff, not only is it's shirk, but it's literally magic. It's ideas, incantations, practices that magicians of old used to engage in. So it's just repackaged for you, now. So I mean, it's really scary when you think about it. And it's historically speaking, I think it was the Crusaders when they started to come back. I'm not sure after which crusades, but when they started to come back from the east and to the west, and they started to bring back some manuscripts from the eastern churches, because the west had completely sort of, destroyed all of this type of stuff and really had a lockdown on the people and control over the people and stop people from doing this stuff. But they started to bring back certain manuscripts and translations from, ancient Egypt and Greece, which they were translated, and they brought things back, and then finally these some of these manuscripts and stuff. This a lot of this stuff was being done undercover, especially in the Christian West in the 16th, in the 15th century, in the 14th century. They wouldn't, these magicians weren't doing things openly in public because they'll get persecuted by the church, but they preserved some of this tradition, and it's coming back now, man. It's really coming back, and people are really into this type of stuff. So may Allah protect us, man. Be very careful with this new age stuff.